The job of a notary can go from fairly simple to very complex in a matter of seconds. Many trips to hospitals, assisted living facilities, and hospice care can be daunting on the psyche of a notary. One day, you'll see a patient in a facility who's in good spirits, and in a different setting the next day in intensive care. It comes with the territory. Although most of my posts are happy-go-lucky, problems do arise and things do go wrong in many signing situations, and they are not posted on my website as blogs. Hence, why I post what I do post about signers being of sound mind, not incapacitated, held under duress, etc. Sharing information is caring. One thing to consider in signing situations is the complexity of what's really in front of you. If you pare people's lives down to a piece of paper, there is a major disconnect. Yes, you're just a notary public, but being a notary in a particular situation does not mean that you don't have feelings and cannot empathize. People who deal with signing situations can get into the rut of performing the job at hand and leaving, but I must warn these professionals that in that 30 minutes to an hour of time that you're before your signer or signers, unless you're a completely heartless human being, you'll have some form of attachment to them in their situation. Customer service is key. I say that with capital letters because those two words are so very important. I've contributed to several articles regarding offering top-notch customer service. Knowledge is at one end of the customer service spectrum. Empathy is at the other end. This post is for informational purposes only. You can search through my posts on greenvillenotary.com by using the search bar in the left panel of my website. Have any questions or comments? You can leave them directly on my website at greenvillenotary.com. Again, that's Greenville Notary, GreenvilleNotary.com.